Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Scherzer one pitch away now from passing Justin Verlander's former teammates. The 3-2. Strike three called, outside corner. Scherzer gets Jimenez watching. And welcome to the top 10, Max Scherzer with career strikeout, 3,394. That is 10th on the all-time strikeout list.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp. Thank you very much to Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey for helping out with that and being on Corey's hat, plus Best Buy Windows and Siding and Guardian Caps. But right now, we turn our attention to Baseball Nuggets, where we've got a special guest, Ryan Spielborgs from Apple TV. And I have it on good authority, we're allowed to call him Spilly.
Spilly,
Is that correct, Spilly? Can we call you that?
Yeah, because first off, it's good to hear you guys. Mike and I know each other. We run in the same baseball circles. I have been Spilly since high school because nobody could pronounce my last name. And usually if I get called Ryan or anything else, it's usually my wife, and it means I'm in trouble. So I prefer Spilly.
Well, Spilly, the Rangers are on a little bit of a run here. They find themselves in a race, and we weren't sure coming out of the All-Star break if they were going to be in any type of playoff contention. What are you looking at right now as you're getting prepared for the game on Apple TV today? What are you seeing from the Rangers, let's just say, in the month of July?
Health. This is a team where – yeah, like the World Series hangover, you hear this all the time. Like what the heck? Like, we all have had a hangover before, but what in the world is a World Series hangover? Like, how does that impact players? And I was part of a World Series team in 2007. Didn't win it. We got swept by the Red Sox, but certainly the next year there was an underperformance. There's no question. Now, part of the reason why you see underperformance in the next year, it's really, 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 really hard to win baseball games at the major league level, let alone repeat. And so, a lot of a season depends on health, health of players, health of pitching. And this year, if you think about the Rangers' overall lineup, no Josh Young, no Evan Carter. You have the scare for Marcus Semien and Adolis when they ran into each other. Like, they haven't been healthy. It's just been a season where you're not healthy. You haven't been. Your pitching staff has not been healthy. So they're slowly getting there. And eventually, I think, and I say this about a couple other teams around the sport right now that aren't at 500 or haven't really played to their capabilities yet. I throw the Giants into this mix. They have not been fully healthy all season long. So it's really good to see that the Rangers have this little winning streak going. They're about to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, which, you know, they are not playing inspired baseball. So, like, any sort of punch and they'll be knocked down. So this is a really nice opportunity for Texas to just finish strong heading into what we know is a big day on August 1st, that's trade deadline. And I believe this when it comes to Chris Young. I personally, you know, watching it, I would not have this sense of urgency, like, I have to make these trades, or I have to move on from Nathan Eovaldi, or we have to trade Andrew Heaney, or, like, I don't see that. I see this group specifically, the Rangers, hold pat. If you do need to add a little bit to your back end of the bullpen, because, you know, guys are getting a ton of work, then you can do that. Otherwise, I feel like this is one of those teams where allow yourself to get healthy, allow yourself to play because you know it's a confident group, and then just see where you're at.
Spilly, I'm with you, but I'm going to bring up a name that has a lot of control and maybe cost a lot. Brent Rooker. The Rangers and a lot of other teams this year have struggled offensively. If the Rangers were to get Brent Rooker or to try to trade for him, I'm sure he has a lot of suitors right now with 24 home runs and a .289 batting average this year. What would it take to get him?
That's a great question, because now you start digging into your farm system. You know, like, what are you willing to walk away from, like, Justin Foscue, right? Like, something, yes, that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt you, and that's a good trade. I think in the case, you know, going back and talking to Boach about it too, you know, not having Mitch Garver, not having Austin Hedges, even though you're like, wait, what? Austin Hedges, Mitch Garver. Garver was a stud against pitching, you know, and that was a guy that would pop you know, for homers. You're missing that right-handed. Hedges, I think, really kind of helped Jonah Heim over the course of the year with his receiving and pitch calling, and that's missing. So, I mean, like, those little ingredients that you don't think much of, those are the pieces that you're missing. So, you know, would it be nice to add Brent Rooker? Of course, yeah. That's a really good player, and I love that he's made this adjustment last year to this year, where he's hitting with two strikes. If you dig in on Rooker's two-strike approach this year, he's been awesome. So he's not all just swing and miss 24 homers. I think you can find other players out there that could give you that right-handed bat without costing you so much future that you're like, damn. You know, like, how are you guys feeling right now with Cole Reagans being a stud on the Kansas City Royals, right? Like, you have a little bit of buyer's remorse, but at the end of the day, the Rangers won a World Series. So you could, if Cole ends up having a Hall of Fame career, so be
good
it.
For
you
him.
Know, the Rangers got their first World Series ring. So I just think that there's always this fine line. You have to thread the needle when it comes to what are you acquiring, what are you giving up, and how much will that actually impact the team to the way that you want? Because sometimes, and Mikey knows this, sometimes the biggest moves are a marginal move that you don't realize. You're like, that player doesn't really do much for us. He does.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spilly, I loved what you said about Toronto because we just saw that with the White Sox, too. And we kind of knew that the White Sox bullpen would give up the booty at some point. We always kind of knew that was coming. With Toronto, where is that where you can punch them the best? What are we looking at this? Because I want to focus in on that over this weekend.
Well, offensively, they are not a good offensive unit. I mean, pitching, they can pitch. You'll get Kikuchi tonight, Gossman tomorrow, Barrios on Sunday. That's three good pitchers. I mean, like, that's Toronto has pitching. They also have a back end of the bullpen that with Jimmy Garcia and Chad Green, they're kind of nasty. But they're not holding leads. They're not getting the lead. So it's a lineup that is very pitchable. You know, the only guy really doing damage is Vlad Guerrero. So if you just want to, you know, avoid him, get off the on-ramp and then just get right back on, pass all the traffic, you're fine. So it's basically a lineup that's not a Toronto Blue Jays lineup. It's not a good hitting team. So it's like how you play against the Mariners. You grind your at-bats, you put one on the board, and you just keep trying to add one or two more, and you're pretty much good. So that's just where the Blue Jays are at. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys on the Blue Jays right now wondering how many of their teammates are going to be here by the end of the week. And my guess is there's going to be a lot of changes with the Blue Jays in the next week.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Ryan Spielborgs. Obviously, I walked him twice when I faced him three times in a game in the seventh inning. I got taken out of the game for walking him a second time in the game. So, I mean, a lot of respect for Spilly at the dish.
Hey, I will try to eyeball people. I mean, that's the one thing I could do is if I didn't have to swing at a pitch outside the strike zone, I was probably okay. That was the one thing I was really good at, was staying in the strike zone. I wasn't good enough to hit things off the plate.
Well, and I guess I threw too many off the plate. Now, Spilly,
that's what I just heard.
Exactly
that is what
I Mike.
Just heard.
Real quick, obviously, Randy Arozarena goes to the Seattle Mariners. If you haven't heard, Ranger fans, that was a trade made late last night, early this morning. And I look at Seattle, I look at Houston, and I look at Texas, and I think Texas has a legitimate chance. How do you rank the three teams with approximately 60 games to go?
So you're trying to figure out which of the teams in the American League West is going to run away with it?
Do you think it'll be one team runs away with it, or it'll be like one team's 85 wins, another team's 84 wins, and another team ends up being 81 wins, and
well,
one team makes it?
I hate saying this about Houston because they're just a dog, man. Like they're really frustrating from an outside. If you're an Astros fan, you love it. I think they've turned into baseball's heel, which is fine. Every good movie needs a villain. They've played the villain perfectly, and they're a villain for a reason because they're good. And you know, like they've been vilified from 2017, and I don't think it's warranted at this moment. But it's still that jersey carries a context that people look at and they're like, yeah, it's a boo, right? So the problem with the Astros is they're getting stronger too, much like the Texas Rangers. They've been able to do a lot of things this year without Kyle Tucker. I mean, he's been gone with a shin contusion for over a month now. and they're still finding ways to win. I have a feeling the Astros will make some deals coming up pretty soon to find a first baseman. And, you know, whether that's Isak Paredes of the Tampa Bay Rays, or maybe Lamont Wade Jr. from the San Francisco Giants, somebody impactful. Astros are about to get better too. So I think when we're watching this division, what makes it exciting is that the division's trying to get stronger, because it's like they're trying to beat each other, which is awesome. Like, that's all you can ask for, is like the Rangers, you want to beat the Astros, and you want to beat the Mariners, and the Mariners want to beat the Rangers and the Astros. It's great. So I think this one boils down to I think the Mariners, because their pitching staff is so good, they hang in there, but they just cannot score. The Rangers, I think, will get to full strength hopefully mid-August, and then you got a nice little run for September, and then there's no way to predict it. But hopefully it's a legit three-team race where it comes down to the final games of the season.
All right, Spilly, man. We'll have a great call on Apple TV. Hopefully the Rangers can get their sixth win in a row, and can call it. It'll probably be a quick game. I don't know if either team's going to score a lot of runs.
Well, I will point this out, too. On Apple TV Plus, it's free. There's a free trial subscription. You know, for anybody that's like, I don't want to watch it on Apple TV, I'm tired of all this streaming stuff. It's okay. I get it. I understand it. It's a little bit frustrating for a lot of people. But it's easy to sign up. And then if you really don't like hearing this guy's voice, you can hear Eric and you can listen to the Rangers radio call. There's a cool little feature at the top right corner. You can just click on it, and then you're good. So you can listen to your Hall of Famer.
That's awesome.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan as well, and then maybe take some time to watch Succession Silo. You got a couple of other options. Ryan, thank you very much, good sir. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
0 for 1 with a fly out to left field.
Always remember.
Always remember.
Two walks.
Yeah, 2 walks. I can't believe that. I don't walk people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.